Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Masi. I'm back with another episode of Let's Go. And yes, here I am. I told you guys I was going to do another episode this week. So I am keeping up with my promise. I'm keeping up with my word. Here I am once again. I hope that you guys enjoyed the last one. Thank you so much for all the positive feedback that I received. Thank you for welcoming me back to my regular, or not really regular because I wasn't doing this on an everyday basis or anything, but something that I wanted to do, wasn't able to complete for one reason or another, and here I am back again. And today I want to touch up on a subject that I want to talk about, a subject that I think is very, very important, especially a lot of people are experiencing these things and a lot of people don't understand it. So I think something we need to talk about today is mental health. And mental health, you guys, mental health is so important. I have personally been dealing with anxiety for quite a few years of my life now. I've been dealing with anxiety since I was in my mid-20s. I am going to be 40 years old this year. And I still struggle with anxiety every now and then. Not as much as I used to, but definitely does come and go. And I think it's something very important for us to talk about, not only for those of us who experience it and feel like nobody understands, but also for those of us who have never, you know, gone through it, never gone through an episode of anxiety. And maybe if you have someone in your life who is going through such a particular moment in their life, you don't know how to react, you don't know what to do, it can be a very chaotic, a very confusing, a very scary thing. And I want to tell you that it is okay. It is normal. We go through these things. Not everybody is going to go through these things, but it's very, very common. So do not feel like you're a weirdo. Do not feel like your partner is a weirdo. Do not feel like your family member is a weirdo. Anxiety is real. It is there. And we are here to help, you know. There are so many different things that we can do to help our anxiety. And there's other things that we shouldn't do that can make our anxiety worse. So with that being said, let me tell you a little bit of my anxiety and how it started. I was in my mid-20s, and at that time in my life, I was going through a lot of different changes in my life. My parents had split up after years of being together. I had gotten into a relationship that my first relationship, where I was probably 20 years old. And, you know, the guy ended up cheating on me and getting a girl pregnant. Like, you know, like all of these things, like, kind of put themselves together. And I was also in college and like experiencing something new. I didn't have a car. I had to catch the bus to college or back home. Sometimes my mom would drop me off to school and I would have to catch the bus back home. It was very stressful, especially living in the United States and seeing that like I'm riding around on a bus and I don't have a car and I cannot afford a car. Because of other things that were going on in my life as well at that time. My father was not very present. I used to work and I used to give him my money so that he could, in quote, spend that money on his car insurance and all of this. And this was a grown man who could have fended for himself, yet he, you know what, at the end of the day, he was taking advantage of his daughter. Not physically. He never did anything to me physically, but you know, like he was taking my money and not giving a fuck about taking my money from me. So, you know, these are traumas that I've dealt with in my life. And, at some point I started having these anxiety attacks and I felt like I was having a stroke. I felt like I was dying. I was having a heart attack. I felt abnormal. I felt like nobody understood me. I didn't want to talk to anybody about the situation because I just knew that nobody was going to understand me. And it kind of sucks to say something like that because it's something that I couldn't even talk to friends about because I just didn't feel like anybody was going to understand me. And I've been dealing with this from then. I'm going to be 40 years old now, and my anxiety is a lot better these days because I am in such much more of a better place right now. Even, you know, the person that I am with in my life right now is somebody who is very understanding, who listens to me, and is very loving, caring, nurturing, and it has made everything a lot much better for me. So, you guys, if you are dealing with any type of stress or anxiety, the best thing for you to do is to try to refocus, regroup, subtract yourself from anything that you feel is going to make you stressed out. If you feel like hanging out with your friends or your family, if you feel that you can't do that for the day, don't do it. Stay home. There is no reason for you to put yourself through a situation that is going to subtract from you, a situation that is going to make you feel worse if you already feel it. I can tell you that I don't go out as much as I used to. I don't do as much as I used to because of the fact that, you know, sometimes I have to refocus and I have to think, you know, this is going to be too draining for me. I'm not going to do this because I know that I'm going to feel drained. You know, do get social anxiety. That's something that's very, very real. I know it sounds weird to some of you if you haven't experienced it, like social anxiety. Like, why are you having anxiety about being around other people? And it's very common, especially I think now after COVID, more people started to have the social anxiety just because of, I don't know, germs and being scared and all. But for me, the social anxiety, it was just draining to be around particular people. Like certain people would just drain my energy to a level that I would just feel so drained after hanging out with them. And it kind of sucked because I've always been this social butterfly. Everybody has always known me to be the social butterfly, the talker. And for me to all of a sudden not be that person anymore and to not feel like doing those things anymore, like it was life-changing for me. It probably closed a lot of doors in my life, but you know what? We all have to go through certain things in life for a certain reason. I don't know what the motive might be behind that for myself, but I am glad that I have learned so much about me. I've gotten to get to know myself. And I just want you to know, if you are going through any type of anxiety or anything, like any kind of mental health issue, there are definitely other people out there that are going through the same thing. You have to learn that you are not alone. You're definitely not alone. Other people go through this. You can talk to, if you don't want to talk to someone you know because they're not going to understand, find yourself a counselor. Go to therapy. I like to get on YouTube and listen to all these positive things. I got on TikTok because TikTok had all of these motivational, positive people, and it helped me through a certain part, a certain phase in my life not that very long ago. So please do not feel bad about yourself if you're going through any of that. Mental health is a very, very big thing. It's a very big deal. People really do feel bad. People do take their lives. People do hurt other people. And you don't know what kind of reaction someone's going to have when they feel that way. So it's better to understand and to educate yourself, and not only to educate yourself for yourself if you're going through it, but to educate yourself for other people if you have people in your life who may be going through these kinds of thoughts and situations. So I am not a weird person. I am not abnormal. I don't have any problems. I just so happen to have to deal with anxiety every now and then. I am so grateful to God that things have changed in my life. Things are more positive, and I kind of been able to get away from all of that negativity and refocus myself. But sometimes I do get that anxiety. Sometimes I do feel a certain way, and it's probably not gonna go completely away, but I have managed to find a way for it to be better for me, and for me to be able to handle it when it does come along. So I'm gonna be speaking to you guys a little bit more about it. And if you're going through anything, you can even reach out to me. You can reach out to me. You can talk to me about this, and I'm here for you. This is a real thing that we deal with, and hey, I'm here for you guys.